Welcome, seekers of wisdom, to a journey through time and thought in our modern world. A time of unparalleled change and opportunity, Stoicism offers more than ancient wisdom. It presents a dynamic blueprint for personal growth and success. Today, we will discuss the topic of embracing Stoicism in our modern world. We will explore the profound Stoic principles that will foster our growth and empower us to become more dominant, confident, powerful, and successful in our endeavors. Born in the ancient cradles of wisdom, Stoicism was the guiding philosophy of leaders and warriors. Today, it serves as a foundation for those seeking to carve their path in a competitive world. This series isn't just about exploring philosophical concepts. It's about harnessing them to cultivate a commanding presence, unwavering confidence, and a mindset geared for triumph. How does Stoicism empower us in the ever-evolving landscape of today? In our modern world, how can it mold us into leaders in our personal and professional spheres? Each lesson we will share today offers answers, transforming ancient Stoic wisdom into actionable strategies for contemporary success that we can apply to our daily lives. Today, we will delve into the Stoic art of perception management, turning challenges into stepping stones for success. We'll explore how rationality can become our greatest tool in decision-making and how embracing life's volatility can forge an unshakable sense of self. We will discover how the Stoic focus on inner strength and virtue can catapult us to new heights of power and achievement. It is never too late to embark on the Stoic path of wisdom. Let us journey through the lessons of Stoicism as we work towards a better and more prosperous life each day, each week, each month, and each year. As we navigate an ever-changing modern world, Stoicism emerges not just as a philosophy, but as a practical pathway to improve our lives. Stoicism is a philosophy not just of contemplation, but of action. It offers us tools to navigate life's complexities with grace, offering guidance and insight into living with resilience and peace. If you find value in these teachings, please show your support with a like, a comment, and subscribe for more content. Ring the bell for notifications. Now, let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The power of perception in our modern world. Our first lesson takes us into the heart of Stoic wisdom, the power of perception. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor whose words echo through the centuries, once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." But what does this mean in the context of our modern lives? In the fast-paced rhythm of our modern world, our days are often a whirlwind of activities, interactions, and decisions. How we perceive these events shapes our experience far more than the events themselves. Stoicism teaches us that our perceptions are the lenses through which we view the world. These lenses can either distort or clarify our reality. Consider this. Every event in our life is neutral. It is our perception that paints it with the colors of joy, sorrow, anger, or tranquility. When we face a challenge, do we see it as an insurmountable obstacle or an opportunity to grow? The choice is ours. By shifting our perception, we gain control over our emotional responses, leading us towards inner peace and resilience. Let's apply this in practice. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. You can either stew in frustration, allowing the situation to sour your mood and day, or you can perceive it as an opportunity, a few extra minutes to yourself, perhaps to listen to an audiobook, or simply to breathe and center your thoughts. This shift in perception from annoyance to appreciation is at the core of Stoic practice. Consider a common scenario. you receive an unexpected email at work, perhaps a project delay or critical feedback. One way to perceive this is as a setback or criticism, leading to feelings of frustration or self-doubt. Another way, the Stoic way, is to see it as an opportunity for growth, a chance to improve and learn. The event is the same, but the perceptions are worlds apart. We notice how a shift in perception has transformed individuals who have embraced Stoicism in their lives and their approach to challenges, stress, and interpersonal relationships. From corporate executives to artists, the power of perception plays a pivotal role in their success and well-being. How can we cultivate the Stoic perception in our daily lives? It begins with mindfulness. Each day, take moments to reflect on your reactions. Are they based on habit, emotion, or a true understanding of the situation? When faced with a challenge, pause and ask yourself, is there another way to view this? In personal relationships, this Stoic perception can be transformative. Instead of reacting with anger or frustration in moments of conflict, try to perceive the situation from the other person's perspective. This shift can lead to empathy, understanding, and more harmonious interactions. Remember, it's not what happens to us, but how we interpret and respond to what happens that defines our experience of life. As we move through these lessons, we'll continue to explore how these Stoic principles can be woven into the fabric of our daily lives. Let us carry with us the Stoic power of perception. Let it be a guiding light, leading us to react not impulsively, but with wisdom and understanding. Embracing this principle can profoundly change our lives in a very powerful way. It can turn challenges into opportunities and conflicts into moments of connection. Remember, your journey through Stoicism is not just about learning, but about transforming. The importance of rationality. As we continue our journey through the profound teachings of Stoicism in our modern world that will help us grow and succeed, we turn our focus to a cornerstone of this philosophy, the importance of rationality. Marcus Aurelius, a sage in his own right and a beacon of Stoic thought, championed rationality as the guiding force in life. He believed in using reason to distinguish good from evil, the essential from the non-essential. How does this ancient wisdom hold relevance in the hustle and bustle of our lives in this modern world? Let's unfold this principle further and discover how it can be a powerful tool in our daily lives. Rationality, in the Stoic sense, is about discerning what is within our power and what lies beyond it. It's a tool to differentiate between good, evil, and what is indifferent. In our multifaceted world, we're often faced with complex choices and situations that can be overwhelming. Stoicism teaches us that at the core of wise decision-making is rationality. It's not just about intelligence or logic. It's about viewing situations with clarity, free from the distortions of excessive emotion or bias. Using reason, we can navigate these complex and overwhelming situations with clarity and composure. From the bustling streets of ancient Rome to the dynamic landscape of our modern world, the need for rationality remains constant. It's about discerning what truly matters, focusing our efforts on what we can control, and letting go of what we cannot. How do we practice this in everyday life? Imagine you're faced with a tough decision at work or in your personal life. Instead of succumbing to immediate emotional reactions, Stoicism teaches us to pause and evaluate. Ask yourself, is this within my control? Is my response based on reason or on an impulsive emotion? Can I influence the outcome through my actions? If the answer is yes, apply your energy and effort there. If the answer is no, then it is an opportunity to practice acceptance and focus on how you respond. It's not just about making decisions, but also about cultivating inner peace. Rationality leads us away from unnecessary worry about things we cannot change. It helps us focus our energies productively on what we can influence, leading to a more efficient, fulfilling, and serene life. By cultivating rationality, we can navigate life's uncertainties with a clearer mind and a steadier heart. It enables us to prioritize effectively, reduce stress, and act in alignment with our core values. Rationality, in the Stoic sense, is not cold or detached. It's the balanced and thoughtful approach to life's myriad challenges. In essence, rationality is the beacon that guides us through the fog of daily life. It's a skill that, when honed, empowers us to live with intention and purpose. This principle of rationality aids in making balanced decisions, managing emotions, and leading with integrity. As we move forward, remember Marcus Aurelius's counsel: focus only on what is within your power to control. As we continue to explore Stoicism, let's embrace rationality not just as a concept, but as a daily practice. Reflect on your decisions, understand your emotions, and choose the path of reason. Embracing life's challenges. In this lesson, we embrace a powerful Stoic lesson that will empower us to grow and succeed in our modern world. The lesson of facing life's challenges with courage and wisdom. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most revered Stoic philosophers, taught us to perceive obstacles not as hindrances, but as invaluable opportunities for growth and learning. In this lesson, we will delve into how embracing challenges can profoundly shape our character, life's journey, and transform our experiences. Every day, each of us faces a myriad of challenges. We encounter situations that test our patience, resilience, and resolve. These can range from minor inconveniences to significant life changes. Stoicism, however, offers a powerful perspective. As Aurelius profoundly stated, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Let's unpack this transformative idea and see how it applies to our modern lives. It could be a difficult project at work, a personal setback, or even a global challenge that affects us all. The Stoic approach is not to shy away from these challenges, but to welcome them. Imagine facing a setback. Instead of surrendering to frustration or despair, ask yourself, "What can this situation teach me? How can I grow stronger from this?" This shift in perspective is at the heart of Stoic resilience. It's about finding value in adversity, developing patience, and honing discipline. Historically, the Stoics viewed challenges as natural and necessary parts of life. They believed these experiences were not just to be endured, but embraced. They saw each obstacle as a forge for the human spirit, a chance to practice virtues like patience, resilience, and courage. How can we practice this in our daily routines? Start by shifting your perspective. View each challenge as an opportunity to learn something new about yourself and the world. When confronted with a difficult situation, instead of asking, "Why me?" ask, "What can this teach me?" Acknowledge that challenges are a natural part of life and growth. When faced with a hurdle, take a moment to breathe and center yourself. Reflect on the nature of the obstacle and identify the virtues you can practice in response, be it patience, creativity, or courage. Embrace the situation as a chance to grow stronger and wiser. Remember, it's not the challenge itself, but how you respond to it that defines your character and your journey. It's also important to break down challenges into manageable parts. Facing a large obstacle can be daunting, but by tackling it step by step, it becomes more approachable. Celebrate small victories along the way. They are milestones on your path to overcoming challenges this year and beyond. As we continue to navigate the complexities of life, let's hold close the Stoic practice of embracing challenges. Remember, each obstacle is a stepping stone to a more resilient and capable you. In embracing life's challenges, we unlock our potential for personal development and inner strength. As we move forward, let us take these lessons to heart on the path to a virtuous and fulfilling life. Mortality as a motivator. In our ongoing journey through Stoicism in our modern world, we now confront a profound and often misunderstood aspect of Stoic philosophy: mortality as a motivator. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor whose reflections continue to inspire, frequently meditated on mortality not as a morbid preoccupation, but as a powerful motivator to live life to the fullest. Marcus Aurelius, with his insightful reflections, teaches us to use the awareness of our mortality not as a source of fear, but as a powerful motivation to live life fully and meaningfully. Let's explore how the Stoic perspective can profoundly impact our approach to life and enrich our daily existence. Mortality, a universal truth, often evokes a sense of unease, yet in the Stoic view, it's a reminder to cherish each moment. Aurelius wrote, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This isn't about dwelling on the inevitability of death, but about embracing the preciousness of life. It's a call to live authentically, to cherish each moment, and to make our actions count. Every day we are presented with countless opportunities to make choices, to create, to connect, to learn, yet often we let these moments slip by. The Stoic reflection on mortality serves as a reminder of life's impermanence, urging us to seize these opportunities with vigor and purpose. We hear from those who have embraced the Stoic wisdom how the conscious awareness of life's transience has motivated them to pursue passions, mend relationships, and live with greater intention. Consider this: knowing that our time is finite, how would you choose to spend your days? Would you let petty conflicts consume you, or would you seek to mend bridges and forge deeper connections? The Stoic calls us to live each day as if it were our last, not in fear, but in celebration of the life we have. How can we incorporate this awareness into our daily lives? Begin each day with a moment of reflection. Acknowledge that every new day is a gift, a fresh opportunity to engage with life fully. Think about how you can make the most of this day. It might be pursuing a long-held dream, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply taking a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Use the awareness of mortality and life's impermanence to fuel your actions, to focus on what truly matters, and to let go of trivial concerns and grievances. Reflect on your daily activities. Are they aligned with your deepest values and aspirations? Let the knowledge that our time is finite be a catalyst for making choices that reflect your true self, not out of fear, but from a place of clarity and gratitude. In embracing our mortality, we find a deeper appreciation for life's fleeting beauty and the impetus to live authentically and purposefully. As we continue this Stoic journey, let's carry with us the wisdom of Aurelius, using our mortality not as a shadow over our lives, but as a light guiding us toward living fully. Self-reflection. As we navigate the profound teachings of Stoicism in our modern world, we now turn to a vital component of Stoic practice: the art of self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius, a true exemplar of Stoicism, championed the practice of introspection as a means to personal growth and understanding. For Marcus Aurelius, self-reflection was not a sporadic practice, but a daily ritual. Let's delve into how self-reflection can enhance our self-awareness and guide our actions. Self-reflection, in the Stoic sense, is a daily commitment to looking inward and understanding our motivations. It is a deliberate and honest examination of one's thoughts and actions. It's a practice that helps us align our actions with our true values, learn from our experiences, and grow wiser with each passing day. Self-reflection is more than an occasional contemplation. Aurelius himself diligently recorded his thoughts, which have become invaluable insights into Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, through his meditations, left us a powerful example of self-reflection. He wrote not for an audience, but as a personal dialogue with himself, assessing his actions, correcting his faults, and reminding himself of Stoic principles. So how do we practice self-reflection in our busy lives? It begins with setting aside time each day, even if it's just a few minutes, for quiet contemplation. You could reflect while journaling, meditating, during a peaceful walk, in a moment of stillness before bed, or simply sitting with your thoughts. Ask yourself questions like, did my actions today reflect my values? How did I respond to challenges? What can I do better tomorrow? What did I do well today? Or where can I improve? Reflect on your reactions to the day's events. Were they in line with the Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, and temperance? Remember, self-reflection is not about being overly critical or indulging in regret. It's about observing our actions and thoughts with honesty and a desire to grow. It's acknowledging our imperfections and celebrating our progress. To make self-reflection a habit, find a method that resonates with you. It might be writing in a journal, speaking aloud, or reflecting during a walk. The key is consistency. Use this time to contemplate your actions, your reactions, and how they align with your Stoic principles. It's not about harsh self-criticism, but about honest, constructive introspection. As we continue to embrace Stoicism in our modern world, let us make self-reflection a cornerstone of our daily lives. Through it, we can cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world, and navigate life's complexities with wisdom. Universal reason and brotherhood. Marcus Aurelius, not just a philosopher but an emperor, saw the world as a web of interconnected rational beings. Today we explore how this Stoic principle can foster a deeper sense of community and empathy in our modern interconnected world. Aurelius believed that every individual is part of a larger whole, a universal community bound by reason and nature. In a world that often feels fragmented, and in our era of global connectivity, this idea takes on special significance. It encourages us to look beyond our differences and recognize the common rationality and humanity we share. Aurelius believed that our actions should contribute to the common good, treating others justly and with compassion. This Stoic tenet resonates deeply today, urging us to build bridges of understanding and cooperation in our increasingly diverse societies. We are more connected than ever, yet often feel isolated. How can we apply the Stoic principle of universal brotherhood in our lives? Start by practicing empathy and understanding in your interactions. Approach each person you meet with the mindset that they, like you, are part of this great tapestry of life. Seek to understand their perspectives, share kindness, and offer help where you can. Engage in conversations with an open mind and heart. Remember, justice and compassion are not just personal virtues, but collective responsibilities. In our daily interactions, let's strive to act justly, speak kindly, and treat others with the respect and dignity they deserve. Imagine approaching each day with the mindset that every person you meet is part of the same human family. This doesn't mean merely tolerating others, but actively seeking to understand and help them. Whether it's offering support to a colleague, volunteering in your community, or understanding global issues, every act of kindness reinforces this stoic principle. In moments of conflict or misunderstanding, remind yourself of this shared human connection. Strive to act justly and with compassion, knowing that each of your actions contributes to the greater whole. In a world where division can be rampant, let's choose to be agents of unity and understanding. By embracing the Stoic principle of universal reason and brotherhood, we contribute to a more harmonious and compassionate world. As we continue to explore these lessons of Stoic wisdom, let's carry this sense of interconnectedness with us. Acceptance of fate. As we journey further into the depths of Stoicism relating to our modern world, we arrive at a pivotal Stoic teaching, acceptance of fate. Marcus Aurelius, in his Contemplations, stressed the importance of embracing our life's path as preordained by the universe. This segment explores how accepting fate can lead to inner peace and resilience. For Marcus Aurelius, embracing fate was not a passive resignation, but a profound acknowledgement of the natural order of the universe. Let's explore how this acceptance can lead to a life of harmony and fulfillment. Fate in Stoic philosophy is not a force of resignation, but a call to harmonious living. It's about understanding that certain things are beyond our control and that we should welcome them regardless. Aurelius said, "Accept the things to which fate binds you and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." This isn't about giving up our power, but about recognizing what is within our control and what is not. The Stoics believe that the universe is governed by reason and that everything happens for a reason in accordance with nature. Acceptance of fate, therefore, involves trusting in this natural order and welcoming whatever life brings us, be it joy or sorrow, success or setback. When we hear from those who have applied the Stoic wisdom to embrace life's unpredictable turns, their experiences highlight how accepting fate has brought them peace, resilience, and often unexpected opportunities. Imagine encountering an unexpected turn in your life. It could be a career change, a move to a new city, or an unforeseen challenge. Instead of resisting, Stoicism teaches us to embrace these changes as part of our unique journey. Acceptance doesn't mean passivity. It's an active engagement with life, trusting that there is a reason behind the unfolding events. So, how do we practice this acceptance in our everyday lives? Begin by acknowledging that not everything is within your control. When you encounter situations you cannot change, instead of resisting, ask yourself, "How can I adapt to this? What can I learn from it?" Embrace these moments as part of your unique journey. It's important to balance acceptance with action. While we accept what we can't change, we also actively engage in what we can influence. This balance is key to living a Stoic life, one that is proactive yet at peace with the inevitable twists of fate. Embracing fate as a Stoic means finding harmony with life's course, whatever direction it may take. It's about meeting each moment with an open heart and a willing spirit. It can liberate us from the anxieties of trying to control the uncontrollable and lead us toward a life of contentment and grace. As we continue to absorb Stoic wisdom, let's approach life with a mindset of acceptance and curiosity. The transience of all things. We now reflect on a poignant Stoic truth, the transience of all things. This Stoic teaching, emphasized by Marcus Aurelius, reminds us of the fleeting nature of life, success, and even our struggles. Aurelius often mused on the temporary nature of life, urging us to live with an awareness of this impermanence. This segment delves into how acknowledging the fleeting nature of everything around us can lead to a more meaningful and focused life. Everything in life, including life itself, is transient. Success, fame, possessions, and even our struggles are temporary. Aurelius reminds us, all is ephemeral, both memory and the object of memory. These words echo a powerful truth. Everything in life is transient. Recognizing this can lead us to a deeper appreciation of our present moments and a more thoughtful approach to life. This not only humbles us, but also sharpens our focus on what truly matters: living a life of virtue and purpose. When we hear from those who embrace this Stoic wisdom, we learn how their awareness of life's transience has led them to find more meaning and joy in their everyday experiences, and how it has given them strength during times of loss or change. So, how can we apply this understanding of transience in our daily lives? Start by savoring the present moment, whether it's a conversation with a loved one, a peaceful walk, or the simple act of enjoying a meal. Be fully present. Let the knowledge of impermanence deepen your appreciation of these experiences. Furthermore, use this perspective to focus on what truly matters. Ask yourself, in the grand scheme of things, how significant is this issue? This can help you avoid getting lost in trivial concerns and guide you toward actions and choices that align with your deeper values. Picture yourself letting go of the chase for material possessions or fleeting pleasures. Instead, focus on creating lasting impacts through your actions, relationships, and contributions to society. This Stoic principle isn't about living in austerity. It's about recognizing what brings genuine fulfillment and purpose. To practice this Stoic lesson, start by evaluating what you value most. Are these things or experiences fleeting, or do they contribute to your long-term growth and happiness? Practice gratitude for the present moment. Remind yourself daily of life's impermanence to cherish your experiences and relationships more deeply. Embracing the transience of all things helps us live more intentionally and authentically, with an appreciation for the present and a focus on what genuinely enriches our lives. As we continue our Stoic journey, let's remember the impermanence of life as a guide to living more fully and virtuously. The Inner Citadel. As we delve deeper into Stoicism in our modern world, we approach a profound concept taught by Marcus Aurelius, the Inner Citadel. This metaphorical fortress represents our inner strength and resilience, a sanctuary within ourselves that remains unshaken regardless of external circumstances. In this lesson, we explore how to build and maintain this inner stronghold. The Inner Citadel is our core of inner peace and stability. It's a place where we retreat to find clarity, strength, and calm serenity amidst life's chaos. Aurelius believed that no matter what happened around him, his inner citadel remained untouched, a place of rationality and calm. Marcus Aurelius often spoke of this inner refuge in his writings, demonstrating how, even as an emperor, he relied on his internal strength to maintain composure and wisdom. In our modern, fast-paced world, this concept is more relevant than ever. When we listen to stories from individuals who have nurtured their inner citadels, from business leaders to artists, they share how this Stoic practice has provided them with a stable core, helping them navigate both personal and professional upheavals. Your inner citadel is also strengthened through learning and personal growth. Embrace new experiences and challenges as opportunities to reinforce your resilience and understanding. Remember, the strength of your inner citadel doesn't isolate you from the world, but rather empowers you to engage with it more fully and authentically. Imagine facing a stressful situation, be it a personal conflict, professional setback, or any external pressure. Instead of reacting impulsively, you retreat to your inner citadel. Here, in this space of self-awareness and calm, you find the clarity to respond with wisdom and equanimity. Building your inner citadel requires practice and mindfulness. Start by cultivating habits of self-reflection and meditation. Regularly assess your responses to external events. Are they impulsive or considered? Practice pausing before reacting, allowing yourself a moment to return to your inner fortress of calm. Cultivate virtues like patience, understanding, and resilience, fortifying your inner citadel against life's upheavals. The inner citadel is a powerful and profound stoic tool, providing us with a refuge of tranquility and strength. As we journey through life, let this concept guide us to maintain our composure and wisdom, regardless of external tumult. Virtue is the soul good. We turn to a fundamental stoic belief: virtue is the soul good. Marcus Aurelius, like other Stoics, held that virtue, moral excellence, was the only true good and the path to a fulfilling life. This principle teaches us that external successes and failures are secondary to our moral character and virtuous actions. Let's delve into how this belief can guide us toward a life of integrity and purpose. For the Stoics, virtue is the highest good, encompassing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Marcus Aurelius believed that living in accordance with these virtues was the path to true happiness and fulfillment. In a world where external achievements often define success, this Stoic principle redirects our focus to our inner moral compass. It encourages us to seek excellence in our character and actions, rather than in material possessions or societal status. When we hear from individuals who prioritize virtue in their lives, their experiences often reveal a deep sense of purpose and contentment. They share how focusing on being virtuous, rather than on external achievements, has led them to more meaningful and fulfilling lives. Imagine shifting your focus from external validation to internal virtue. In every action, ask yourself, am I acting with wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance? Let these virtues guide your decisions and interactions. To practice this Stoic principle, start by reflecting on your core values. What virtues do you hold dear? How can you embody them in your daily life? Make a conscious effort to act in accordance with these virtues, even when it's challenging. Embrace opportunities to practice courage, seek wisdom, uphold justice, and exercise temperance. Picture yourself facing a moral dilemma. Instead of choosing the easiest or most beneficial path, choose the one that aligns with virtue. It might not always be the simplest route, but it will be the most fulfilling and true to your character. Virtue is the soul good, a guiding light in the often murky waters of life. By prioritizing moral excellence, we cultivate a life of integrity and purpose, leading to true and lasting fulfillment. As we continue our exploration of Stoic wisdom, let's commit to embodying these virtues in all aspects of our lives.